This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن شاء الله بسم الله. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله ما بعد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear Prince Islam. And welcome to another episode of There is ease after difficulties when you stay in home, inshallah, with another webinar. This is your the poor slave to Allah, your servant, inshallah, and at your service, your brother in Islam, Ala, coming to you from Canada, from home, and hopefully this time we will talk about anger management. It is difficult to deal with it, indeed, and especially when you're cooped up in a house together for a long time without you actually asking for this. This is a prolonged holiday that you were wishing for, but when you got your wish, then hopefully it will be better, but unfortunately sometimes it doesn't work that way. So we're going to talk about anger management today. I'm going to talk about what type of anger that we have and how to deal with it and what are the symptoms and how to turn it around. And of course, we talk about it in the Islamic perspective. So today we're going to cover, of course, among the specialists in the field. And after that, we will talk about the Islamic perspective, inshallah, and what to look for of the signs and the symptoms in order to be not in denial and going through the five phases of the feelings, inshallah. So let's talk about the definition of anger and what is the pros and cons of it. And actually, there are some pros, believe it or not, but within check. So we'll talk about that a little bit in details, inshallah. So anger, it could be devastating to a relationship, marriage, even a job, or anything that will you can think of in your worldly affairs. It's been discussed worldwide. And I'm quoting here some of the things that I compiled by the blessing of Allah in the book that this Muslim of Allah got together. We're not here to promote Allah, nor that it's not for sale. It's a relax. That's there for da'wah. Okay, so it is, we're going to be quoting some of the experts in the field, as I mentioned earlier. I'm going to talk about what the effects on the relationship, especially marriage. And hopefully, as I said always, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect your family, health and wealth. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you a long, healthy, righteous life with your spouse in this life and the year after, inshallah. As I said, that divorce rates are gone up, child abuse has gone up, and I think it has to do a lot with anger management. So hopefully today we can talk about it, inshallah. Great. I'm going to quote some of them again, and then we'll have a discussion after, Brother Farid, Habibullah. Going to have after this discussion, inshallah, and after this lecture, we will have a discussion. So hang in there. We will cut the YouTube feed, then we'll have an interview, inshallah. So anger can be incredibly destructive. It can also be helpful if it's checked. So please keep that in mind. So I'm going to keep you in check on both sides. Okay. So the understanding of man of the anger itself is kind of important. So the psychologist T.W. Smith, his definition is anger is an unpleasant emotion ranging in intensity from irritation or annoyance to fury and or rage. So whether you can control your anger or not, and what kind of anger you have, we'll have a list for you and how to deal with it and how to recognize it, and then the symptoms of the solutions for you, inshallah, that will be there. Okay, so you will feel, why do you get angry? The common causes include the following, obviously not limited to, but that's the most popular ones. Frustration, you're frustrated with something or someone, or a situation or condition. Hurt, you've been hurt by either your loved ones or some other people or your boss or something that actually left you in a way that hurts you inside. Harassment. So you've been harassed before, either bullied or whatever it is, whether it's a coworker or someone that you love and someone that you have just been cut off with and so on, even road rage and so on. So injustices, regardless of whether it's real or actually preconceived. You can think, oh, like, look at this, look at the Islamophobia, look at the, or I'm not going to go down that line, but some of that is legit, some of that we actually make up. And we get a lot of complaints. Sometimes we go through the proper procedures and find out it's not actually what people think. Because we have a psychological block. Everything that we do, we are so quick to pull the race card or the gender card or the religious adjustment, all of that stuff. So please keep in mind that that is also could be a cause, because you've seen something on YouTube or you received a video that was, you know, wasn't really properly done or a cut and paste. So please keep in mind that that's one of the reasons that you can think injustice is proper or improper. It doesn't matter, but you think it's injustice and that gets you mad. So other causes, and some of them is requests or criticism that actually you believe is unfair. Also, some of the people will try to tell you something that you've done wrong. You know what? You play the victim card. Oh, it's unfair. How could they do that? Don't they know whatever it is? And go back to being old, the that you're the one who's a victim card. You pull that off all the time. And you believe it. Also, threats to people, things or ideas that you hold dear. So anybody that threats you, your environment, a family member, a house, or anything that, or a job, anything that you feel as a threat, right away the anger and the rage goes up. And so we're going to talk about some subjectively matters, some understanding of how to deal with the anger and what some of the types and the response of the highlighting some of them, inshallah. So what is the danger of anger? Actually, it's an appropriate level of anger. It actually energizes you to do something that is right, believe it or not. So it's, if it's checked, it does help you to do the right thing. However, uncontrolled anger leads to many negative consequences, especially at workplace, relationships, marriages, anyone that you hold dear. So please understand, if you don't keep that in check, you may say something that you can regret later. So please hang in there and let's go through this together, inshallah. So anger also allows the ability of being good decision to find creative solutions to the problem. So that's exactly what we're after here today. So that we're going to talk about the pros and cons and what are the health risks, because believe it or not, some of the experts are telling you it takes only 2 seconds in order for you to control it. And now we, as you will see some of the examples that are given, inshallah. So further studies obviously shows that anger is a condition and anxiety is a depression. So you don't want, and it actually shows that there is a, that we believe as Muslims that life is granted 120 days in the womb. I get it. But the studies show that if you're angry all the time, actually it affects you negatively and your lifespan, not just your lifespan. It's decreed, I understand that. But even the quality of life that you have, if you can't find peace within. And listen, I'm not speaking from a high horse. Or I'm an emotional guy. I'm sure you know that by now. But I've learned a few things. And as we're learning, as we're going through this, we're going to be learning together, inshallah. So we're going to go through some of the tips. This is according to Janet McCarthy, a real simple lifestyles and wellness guideline. So I've added some Islamic twists into it, just to be fair. But I have to give the credit where credit is due, and we're quoting, inshallah. So the first anger style is that it's called explosive. Okay? So it looks like this. If you leave the jacket on the floor one more time, I'm leaving you. From 0 to 200, right off the bat. So this is something that you may also have to recognize that within yourself. So it may take a lot to push you. So that means that type of a person, you know, we say ittaqi sharr al-halim idha ghadib. You know, the halim, the one that is really tranquil and peace and cool and collective, you swallow a lot. This type of anger is you swallow a lot of anger. Swallow, swallow, swallow. But when you get to the peak, you blow the lid. Because that's not a very healthy one. So why? Because you were never taught how to deal with irritation, how you habitually swallow until you eventually lose it. And eventually that will actually blow. And that's not a good idea. This is for some that are anger junkies. You know, they some of them feed off that, believe it or not. So it's an emotional explosion. Not to mention the fact that an onslaught can mean that you're going to get your own way. Even though it's a short term, you're going to get your own way. But in the long term, you're not going to get your way. It's going to come back and haunt you. So please make sure you understand. So what kind of damage this happens? So this damage is virtually impossible to feel empathy and anger simultaneously. You can't have both at the same time. So in the heat of the moment, you will say something that you will regret. And it will be harsh. And you can't take it back. It's just like the bull. When it comes out of the hole, you can't put the bull back. And so I want you to think that the word is you control. Once the word is coming out, it controls you. And if you own the word, when it comes out, it owns you. You understand? So please make sure that before you go ahead, I want to give you advice. When the air comes up, it doesn't go to your mouth. It goes to your brain first. Before it goes to your brain, you think about it. It's going to be on my right-hand side scale, left-hand side scale, more damage than good. And then if you have that 2 seconds, believe it or not, Prophet ﷺ says, say, A'udhu billahi min 3 times. There you go, 3 seconds. Because eventually the statistics show that if you, that explosive anger, if you can control it for 2 seconds, you're good to go. So please make sure that you keep that in mind. We're going to talk about a little more in details, inshallah. Okay, so how to work around it? Wait it out. So again, this is what the research shows. Neurological anger response less than 2 seconds. This is according to Ronald Potter. He's a PhD in anger management. Also, especially, Euclid is Wisconsin author of Letting Go of Anger. And this is beyond commitment. So actually here he says, do something else. But I'm telling you, recite Al-Fatiha. Say, A'udhu Billahi Shaitan Rajeem. And I will talk about this Islamic perspective after. And I will give you some tips, inshallah, how to deal with it accordingly. Okay. So now, you have to own your own emotions. That's one of the reasons we're going to talk about how to control this. A simple rephrasing of the feeling is definitely better. So instead of going, if you do this, that's it, I'm leaving. It's an ultimatum, a final ultimatum. It may be even a shock for people. Where did this come from? How come I didn't even express anything? We didn't talk about anything. I never knew that this gets you angry. So for example, you can say, you know, I'm really upset about your behavior, right? We talked about this before. You have to differentiate between a behavior and a person. Yes. So we don't talk about a person, talk about a behavior of a person. It's different. So is this much more effective? Obviously, I really get upset when you do this. It's much more effective. You know what? Blah, 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 blah. And all these X-rated things that come out, then you're going to do it. So this is the first one. The second anger style is called self-abusive. Okay? So you're going to blame yourself for everything that goes wrong. It is my fault that this went on. It is my fault that he doesn't help me. I am not a very good wife. I'm not a very good husband. You know what? You find everything wrong with you, yes? So please make sure you understand that it's not always you. Sometimes it may be you, but that anger style, the self-abusive, is self-destructive. So you have to deal with it in a way that it's not going to destroy yourself, because if you're gone, you can't help yourself, nor you can help anybody else. So what can you do? First of all, somewhere along the line, and why you're doing this, is your self-esteem took a beating. You've been in some kind of abusive relationship. You were told that you were bad, and so on and so forth. That's terrible. Okay, so please, you have to realize that. So for you, it's just safer to blame yourself. You don't want to deal with it. You know what? You don't want to use common sense or anything else. It's just easier for me to blame myself. Then it's okay. Then it's not okay. And the damage it does is obviously consistently turning your anger, the feeling inwards, and till it's going to be disappointing. It goes into depression. So you cannot bottle this up anymore. So how to turn it around is question yourself. So every time you feel the urge to assume blame, your ownership of the blame, you start asking yourself, who told you that I'm responsible for this? Why am I taking responsibility for everything around the world? Why am I carrying the world's problem on my shoulders? So it's not a very healthy way to do so. Then ask yourself, do I really believe that? So challenge your belief. I'm not responsible for the Middle East crisis. I'm not responsible for the old oil prices. I'm not responsible for the leadership in the Ummah. Yeah, I'm not going to try to fix the world. I can fix myself and my family and whatever I can. Taqullah mastata'tum. Be conscious of Allah as much as possible. But if you take everything that is your fault and it's your responsible, you know what, I have to do this thing, you're going to burn yourself out and you're going to burn everybody else around you out. So please make sure that you recognize that the pattern in the first place. And then you can start working on your own self-worth. So make a list of positive qualities about yourself. Look at you developing a genuine sense of worthiness of your own, what you're good about. Talk about the list, you know. And then if you really have to, seek professional help. And that's the recommendation that is given. So please don't stop. I don't mind. I've done the same, wallahi. So I'm not talking from a high horse. If it is that we have to seek professional help, I have no problems with that whatsoever, but unfortunately, some of us have a psychological problem from whatever back home we come from, that if you see as a professional help, there's something wrong with you. No, it's just maybe a chemical reaction, imbalances, whatever it is. That it's just another thing that we can keep back in check. The third one is anger style is called avoidance. You're basically going to stick your head in the sand. I'm fine. It's fine. Everything is okay. Everything is falling around. is falling down around you, and you're still saying, "Oh, I'm fine. It's okay. Things are good. You're not losing the house. This relationship is fine." And your husband or your wife is walking out the door. It's okay. He's just going out for a walk. He's coming back. So we have to obviously realize the anger of irritation on that one. It is a passive aggression. There's another one coming your way, but this one here, it is buried aggression. Yes. So what is it exactly that you can recognize in what you do about it? He says, you know what? Is women in particular are told over and over again that if you get angry, he's going to ruin your reputation. He's going to ruin your marriage. You're going to lose your friends. You're going to lose your job and so on. So Potter Efron actually, it says, grew up in a violent or abusive home. It's something that, unfortunately, upbringing has a lot to do with it. So it's, your anger cannot be controlled in an expressive or a way that is calmly, cannot do that. So the damage that we're talking about here is a primary function of anger, is a signal that the summit is amiss and encourage solutions. You come up with the real solutions. So it's actually telling me there's something wrong here. But if you're going to stick your head in the sand, I think, nope, everything is okay. You're in denial again. You're not going to look for solutions. You're going to accept the fact that everything is okay. Since it's not okay, you're going to be in more trouble than it is. So by ignoring the warning signs, you may up actually engaging in your self-destructive behavior. This is over-excessive shopping, over-excessive eating, or whatever it is that you're doing too much of. You're going to destroy yourself whether you like it or not. And it's not a very healthy way. So all we have to do is do it. So you need to know how they can apologize. Look for ways they can do this. And they don't even have to be hurt. You don't have to do the part where you can actually go to extreme, where no one is hurt. You can look for ways that you can relay the message without hurting yourself or hurting others. And how to turn it around? To challenge your core beliefs. So ask yourself, is it really fine for my partner not to help me around the house? It's not, because it's a sunnah, by the way. I preach this all the time. And every time I perform a nikah or you get somebody married, I make sure the brothers understand what it is. Because wallahi, we've taken our religion and put it aside, unfortunately, and we take our culture before religion. That's one of my pet peeves. So please understand when you start praying, the first thing you do, my brothers, I'm reminding you, the first thing, the sunnah, is to pray to rakat with your wife. And the first thing I ask the sisters, if this man doesn't say Allahu Akbar, you don't follow him in prayer. So you're stating what? God is greater than what? Everything. So the creator is greater than creation and the religion is greater than tradition. You have to make sure that. So please, we're going to put the cultural side. We're going to go back to Quran and Sunnah, inshallah, as you'll see by the end of the session, inshallah. All right. So again, or to go out with a friend every weekend, you know what? What kind of relationship is this? What kind of marriage am I having? He's having it good both ways. It's not fair. So you need to recognize this. So, okay, you know what? It's not fine. Recognize that something is wrong. That's the first step, taking the proper step to the right path, inshallah. Okay, so step outside of yourself. Imagine your friends outside is being abused or overworked or being neglected. What would the appropriate way of her response would be? So think of a third person, not necessarily yourself. Think of somebody else. If you cannot handle it yourself, think in a third person. Okay, and then make the proper action. Take the reason that you're going to help that sister or that brother and implement it upon yourself. And this is how you're going to be reacting towards each other. So embrace the healthy confrontation. It is okay to confront people, but you don't have to chew their head off and, you know, explode. And it's okay to confront people in a proper manner, inshallah. So in a positive way. So tell a person in a positive, constructive way, yes, he or me might be surprised in the beginning. And you ask, oh my God, who is this? Is this the Fatima for real? What happened to you? This is Brother Muhammad. How could that be? I know that you're supposed to be saying yes all the time to everything I say. You don't like confrontation and all of that stuff. So they will be surprised in the beginning, but they get the hint, inshallah. And you know what? They will get over it. It's okay. So avoidance often does more damage than families and friendship than expressing your anger. So please understand that this is not a healthy way to do it. You need to face up and smell the hummus and the biryani or whatever it is, like hummus, inshallah. The fourth one is called the anger is sarcasm. Oh, it's okay that you're late. I read the menu for 40 times. Does that sound familiar, some of you brothers and sisters? Yeah. So it is okay to make sarcasm in a way that it's not going to avoid the things that we talked about earlier on. It is not a healthy way to do so, because sooner or later we'll catch up to you. Okay, so people get mad at this fault. It's not yours. That's okay. You're good. After all, you were just kidding. And people can take a joke, right? No. After a while, I know that there's some people think that it's okay to express your anger in a jokingly manner. But the damage is actually, it's even be, you know, couched in a way, and your sarcasm is comment, and you're going to damage your own relationship. Although some people actually make a mockery as an intellectual form of you know, joking around it. It's an intellectual way to show your anger. It's not. It really is not an intellectual way to do so, because after a while, you know what? Your sarcasm is not taken well, nor that it is appreciated, and I'd rather you not being making belittle me or make a mockery of this, inshallah. And by the way, sarcasm has a very negative connotation for the meaning itself, and actually in Greek, it actually means to tear the flesh like a dog. Okay, so ouch! It's not a very healthy way. So we're not going to use that anymore. You know, maybe once in a blue moon, but once that's your style of getting things, sarcasm is not a very healthy way. So give it to them straight. Sarcasm is a passive aggressive communication, and this is what we're going to try to stay with. So you might explain to tardy friends, and you're saying that I'm here, I'm seated. I wish that. Here's how you can rephrase it, inshallah. I wish you would try to be here on time, especially when we don't have much time together. So this is how we can phrase it. Instead of going around it in a negative way, belittling someone, is even taking advantage of certain things, and you know, and don't belittle their intellectual idea either, because you know what? It's not a very healthy way to do so. You have to be firm and clear. So this is especially true when it comes to you know, your children. Even though you're going to be gentle with them, but you're going to say, jumping on the furniture is not acceptable. Okay? Send a clear message. Don't worry. You know what? We just have to spend $2,000 on new couch. If that's what you're aiming for, then go ahead. But if not, then you have to do what? You have to speak up and you before they get bitter. So you cannot sit back and swallow this. So you know, have to exercise assertiveness. Prior to your own this, you have to make sure that you're breaking the sarcasm streak, and you're making sure that you're popping out of your true you, who you truly are. The other, the fifth one will be is the anger style is a passive aggressive. This passive aggressive is like, oops, did I do that? Does that sound familiar? Did I delete your basketball team, you know, the golden file? Did I delete your, oh, even God help you, if you have taped your final championship on the wedding tape? Oh dude, I mean, I know this, we don't do this anymore. It's all thing is, I'm just saying to give you an idea. Did I do something that, oh oops, and I know that the my partner is going to be furious, and I know that, I'm just making belittlement. This is a terrible way to do it. You don't hide, and you swallow that, your anger, and to express it is an underways, like you're underlaying everything. And what you might do about it, okay, you dislike confrontation, but are no pushover either. So you're not going to take it long. It's not you're the one that you're passive aggressive in a way. You're not the one in avoidance. Yeah, it says or self-destructive, that one. But this one here, it is you dislike confrontation, but you're not a mat either. So you're going to show some discomfort, you know, unpleasant feelings towards it, but you're not going to go straight up to it. So please have to find, inshallah. So here's what we can stand and say, you know, it says, someone who like this is cautioned by nature to turn this style while you're feeling pushed outside the comfort zone. So you need to come out of comfort zone just a little bit more. So the damage that will do is you frustrate people. You're living your life around making sure that other people don't get what they want. So you're not getting what you want. They're not getting what they want. And it's not very happy all around. And instead of striving to make you happy or make them happy, the bottom line is no one wins on this one. It's a lose-lose. It's not a win-win. So how do you get around? So give yourself permission to get angry. It's okay to get angry. As I said, within reason. So you don't bottle it up. It's okay to get angry once in a while. It's healthy within reason, within check, without doing damage. Okay, so we talked about that one earlier. So it says, in that case, so tell yourself to get to the anger that is a psyche of the ways that you're saying that I try to, you know, I'm tired of being pushed around. So this one here, this mantra is assertiveness is fine. Aggression in a positive way is all good, but otherwise it's not. So advocate for yourself. Instead of forgetting to turn your report at work or showing up or late in meetings, gathering in courage and tell the boss, your workload is too much for me. I can't take it anymore. Please look for somebody else to do it or another worker to help me out. So look and seek for help. Otherwise, you look for another job that you're not going to kill yourself or kill others around you. So you're going to have to take control. If you turn to passive aggression, when you turn being uncomfortable with it and you're being expected of you, it is important for something to take reins of your, you take control of your own reins. So it's unable or, rather do your finance, you're managing your relationship or whatever it is, your job, it is not a healthy way to do so. So you have to look for solutions. Yeah? So you need to take your partner how to contribute, give them solutions. Sometimes we don't know what to expect, so manage your expectations. Now, number six here is a habitual irritation. This anger style is called habitual irritation. So what, you know what? I am sick and tired of doing everything around here. I'm sick and tired. So if this sounds familiar and some of you may be laughing, this is what it is. So it's a habitual irritation. So what happens is you need to do less of it. You need to delegate some responsibilities. So you consciously have to turn this off, this button. So what it might do? Well, if you're discontent about dwelling but directly with the surface of the consistently seeping through, that is probably resentment, regret, frustration. It'll be boiling beneath, and resentment, regret, and frustration will be broken up after that. So please make sure that you understand it, how to communicate well this properly. So promoting this marriage in order for you to make damage than good, and what kind of damage it will do, is that if you're always ready to blow, then friends and family and co-workers may take great pains to avoid upsetting you. You know what that means? She's here. She's here. Run. Run, Forrest, run. So it may result to no progress whatsoever. From their side, your side, it's not going to do it. So you may be stuck in the same vicious cycle for the rest of your life. It's not a healthy way to live. So how to work around it? So go to the heart of it. Again, root cause analysis. Don't give a band-aid solutions. What are you really mad about? And it may not be what you're thinking. It must be less, something more than that. So anything gets you angry because you haven't addressed the root cause, whether it's your finance, whether it's your emotions, whether it's your marriage, whether it's something that you haven't dealt with for a long time, whether it's your thinking that you're deserving something you didn't get. It doesn't matter, but you really need to dig deep, and it's called the five whys. Keep asking yourself, why am I doing this? Why is that? And you have to look for the question. I'm sure it's not because your wife squeezes toothpaste in the middle, or like I mentioned earlier, that's not a reason for you to blow everything. It has to be something more than that. So when you bottle things up and you don't deal with it and you blow all the time, and that's a habitual thing, I'm sick and tired, and again, it's not going to help you much at all. So please, you're more than welcome to, again, seek professional help to intervene on this one, or you can tune in the anger clues, like become aware of the actions and feelings associated with the irritation. Why, when I get irritated, look back on your file, go back into the root cause, and I'm sure you will find it. But you're putting your fist through something, break this, and there's nothing gonna help you. If you're grumbling, you're swearing, and you're gritting your teeth, and all of that stuff, it's not gonna help you with anyone, or someone, or anything else for that impact. So all you have to do now is visualize peace. Yeah. So try the technique to stop become angry. Or overwhelms you. Okay, so try look for the happy place for you, whether it's your honeymoon. I know some of us, you're trying to forget about that, but whatever it takes. Remember yourself. Actually, my wife told me this before. I remember myself when my mom was taking care of me. I feel like I'm clean. I'm wrapped around a nice area, and I'm breastfed. I'm happy and totally secure. I'm in her arms. And now I'm feeling relaxed. Whether you're on a boat somewhere, you can just feel the rocking, beautiful, gentle wave, or hearing it, a beautiful bird sound, seeing a beautiful sunrise or a beautiful sunset. Go into your happy place. Visualize that. And that technique will help you, inshallah. So please make sure that you can find something that will make you happy, a visual aid, maybe an actual material when you look at it, whatever it takes. Your children, for example, somebody that makes you happy, your wife, or your husband, your mom and dad, anyone that will bring that to your child. So when it comes to the Islamic perspective, brothers, sisters, and that's what we'll finish with, inshallah. Look in the traditions, how Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us that. We'll talk about it, inshallah. So when we talk about the Islamic perspective, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned when he saw a person that... when he saw angry, he says, "Wallahi, I know if this person says something, he will stop being angry." Anybody knows? Maybe you can put in the comments. He says, if he says, "A'udhu billahi min shaitanir rajim," he will do it. So I'm going to ask you to do this, please. Every time that Khanzab comes, it's a type of a shaitan. You need to recognize that fact. So if you say, "A'udhu billahi min shaitanir rajim," three times. Just say, "A'udhu billahi min shaitanir rajim, A'udhu billahi min shaitanir rajim, A'udhu billahi min shaitanir rajim." And it says, spit dry air on your left-hand side. A very little spit, but make sure your spouse is not on the left-hand side. Oh, now you don't. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. I'll see you outside. Well, this guy told me to do it. Yeah, right. Come on, man. We know better than that. Don't take this as an excuse. So, and then if you're standing, sit down. If you're sitting down, lie down. Change your position. Get out of that room because the shaitan is there and you need to do it. Yes? Cut your loss. Know your limits. If you know that you're not a very good communicator when you're angry, take the break. So what else? Please make wudu. Why? Because anger from shaitan and it made a fire. What puts out the fire? Make wudu. So every time it comes to you, make wudu. That puts the anger and pray to rakat. Won't come to you anymore. As a matter of fact, the narration says that the hadith says he comes to you in your dream. Have you ever noticed that, guys? The shaitan will come in your dreams and actually remind you of everything that you hate. Yeah, it's true. I've been doing this. I've mentioned this before. You know, sometimes I'm not sure if I'm not sure if some of you guys get this. When you wake up in the morning, you get a smack from your wife. Go, what is it? I dreamt that you have a second wife. What? I'm lying here all night. What's my fault? So what do I say? Go back to sleep. Maybe I will apologize. Something. I don't know what happens to that man. So it really is, will help you a lot when you do, you go back to your Quran and Sunnah and understand what the angels, inshallah, will do that. Even when Abu Bakr Siddiq, radiallahu anhu, when he was somebody who's cursing him, he didn't say anything, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam looked at him and smiled. But the third time he said something, from the left, your anger has left you. They were defending. So you have to understand that, inshallah. Understand, he says, you know what? Allah subhanahu wa jalla fiyala, created us to be fitna for another. We will be patient with one another. So look at the people. It's Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I mentioned to you before. He says, it is, if you're patient, you know, living among people and patient among their harm and dealing with them is better than you just, abstaining, staying away from everything else. So look at the patience where the ayat and how to Prophet Muhammad SAW, when a man came to him, his idhni, he says, "La taghdab," give me again, advise me. He says, "La taghdab," advise me, "La taghdab." He says, "Give me an advice." He says, "Don't be angry." Again, "Give me an advice." He says, "Don't get angry." Says, "Give me an advice. Don't get angry." Shaitan plays with you like a kid plays with a ball. Yes? So you need to make sure that we have to know the difference between the beast within inside you and the beast that is controlling you. And we have to come up, inshallah, and do so. So, you know, when a lion or a wolf is angry, doesn't think. A man becomes angry as a result of provocation. He has a choice to get anger, respond, or to learn from the Quran. So please watch it. I want you to look at yourself in the mirror. And this is some of the tricks that we learned along the way. When you get angry, let somebody tape you. Or look at yourself in the mirror, what your face looks like. And you will find out it's not very pretty. And you're trying to impress the babes. Yani, with this, it's not going to work. So please understand that even Islam says, if you're angry, go ahead. You can calm down. You have 3 days. But I'm not going to ask you to leave. You know what? It says, you know, admonish, turn your side in bed, not leave. And then you understand there are steps of doing things around it. So please, we have to understand that we submit our will to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can do so. And even Abu Bakr Siddiq, Umar ibn Khattab, you know Umar, how strong he was. When somebody says, Taqillah, he stops right away. Yes? So he says, you know, the man had the female young girl that was serving in the water. I'm sure they know the story. And she was very knowledgeable. He says, she said to him, والقاضي من الغيظ, and those who control anger, it's قضمت غيظي. والعافين عن الناس, those who pardon people. I pardon you, I've forgiven you. He says, والله يحب المحسنين, Allah loves those who excel in doing righteous deeds. He says, go, you're free for the sake of Allah. This is something that we have to understand, my brothers and sisters, and inshallah that will come, inshallah. So during anger or physical or verbal abuse, a person can actually, if you don't want to hurt someone else, don't want to do a thing that will come back to you, you have to say. So, وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبُرُوا اللَّهُ سَبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. Those who are like your enemies, they become wali, become a close company. This is how you look at it. If somebody's looking at them, some of the righteous, Hassan al-Basri, rahmatullah alayhi, a man came up to him, he says, he started cursing, just jazakallah. You're this, barakallah. And he keeps telling them, how do these people live, man? They're made of ice. So when he recognized he cannot get to him, he says, and he turned around and walked away. He says, wait. You told me a few things that are bad about me, but you didn't tell me everything. You want to hear the rest of it? So don't do that, but I'm just saying. So when Prophet Muhammad says, ليس القوي بالصرع إنما القوي من تملك نفسه عند الغضب. When Prophet Muhammad says, is it the strong one? He's not the one that breaks things up and loses and all of that stuff. That's weak. He says, but the strong one is the one who controls rage and time of anger. This is in Sahih Bukhari. So inshallah, in that essence, we also understand how to deal with one another. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam led by example. And when he had a rendezvous with the young man once in a place, he waited for them for three days. The man finally remembered and showed up. He made it difficult for me. Yes, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was always smiling. You know, when he didn't ever ask why he did this, why he didn't do this. You know what? And that's what we have to do. We have to think about it. It says, even don't tell me about it. I want to meet them with an open smile. Did he get angry? Yes, he got angry. When did he get angry though? When hurmat Allah. Only. He got angry when the boundaries of Allah were broken. When somebody did something that is haram or something that would anger. He never got angry for himself. Yes? So if that's the case, I have no problem with you getting angry. Within reason. But understand that if the anger is in place and checked, I welcome it. We make mistakes. We're human beings. I'm not telling you to be an angel walking on this earth. La wallah. But understanding that is also making sure that we are going to change. And that's what I usually ask. There's a lot of material here, but the time is up. But inshallah, we can talk about it some other time. And hopefully we can talk about it in discussion. With this, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the patience and to give us the intellect to be able to recognize our anger and weaknesses and be able to admit them. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us peace and tranquility in our homes, especially nowadays when we're going through difficulties. Depression is high. Insecurity is high. I may lose this. I may lose that. How am I going to manage? And the anger comes up. And this is one way to do it. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put peace and tranquility in our homes, reconcile our differences, mend our hearts, unite our goals, and make our homes a home sweet home, inshallah. We are going to cut off the YouTube feed, inshallah, then we're going to have a discussion. I give the floor back to Brother Farid. Jazakumullah khairan for your time and bringing this Bruce Lee of Allah to your homes. Subhanakallah, alhamdulillah.